a little bit about the mitzvahs halayla. We've been talking a lot about Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. There are other mitzvahs halayla as well. Leila Seder, there are two mitzvahs daraisa. There are more, but the Shalom is my habayas. When we don't have a base hamikdash, we have two. We pass. We have two mitzvahs daraisa leila seder. We pass like Rava on Daf Kuf Chaf that matzah is daraisa bisman hazeh. Matzah, unlike mar, is not merely hechsheri to pisna. And matzah is an independent mitzvah be'erev tochu matzahs. Matzah sipriti yisrael are the two mitzvahs daraisa. What's the mitzvah matzah? Achilas matzah. We've been talking over the last couple of days some of the dinim of matzah. We learned from the hekesh of matzah to chametz. That matzah has to be something the Gemara points out that could have become chametz. That's why it has to be made from one of the five grains. The five grains, wheat, barley, and so forth. We usually translate them as wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Some machlok is about one or two of those. Those are the grains that if you leave them long enough, they become chametz. The mitzvah of matzah is not something that could have become chametz. You put in the hishtadlus, you saw to it that it did not become chametz. And there's a mitzvah, and as we discussed, the Torah in Parshas Re'eh describes matzah also as lechem oni, not only as non-chametz, and could have become chametz but didn't, but also as lechem oni. We mentioned a couple days ago, the Tanan Aram have different explanations of what that means. Whether it means Miloshin Ani, poor man's bread, which means number one, it's that the matzah's mitzvah Leila Seder is not matzah shira, it's not enriched with other ingredients, you didn't add any wine, you didn't add any milk, you didn't add any oil, and so on and so forth. And it means that it can't be the loaf, the sheet of matzah cannot be too big. And it means the Gemara says, Darker shall only reprusa, it has to be a broken matzah to do yachatz. In advance of Magid and Motzi Matzah, says there will be Nifras. It will have been rationed, it will have been broken, and some of it is put aside for later, and that way this is poor man's bread. As we mentioned, the other approach, mentioned both Dav Lam and Vav, and again in Arvei Pesachim, is Lashon Oni, Lechem Oni, Lashon Aniya, speech. Bread of conversation, Lechem Sha'on of Dvar Harbi. You say the Magid over the Matzah before you eat the Matzah. So once we have the right item, we have the right something that's kosher for matzah, it's made, it's shemura, it's made l'shma. Not only is it not chametz, but it's roi for the mitzvah of Erev Tochu Matzahs. Matzah's mitzvah. What do you have to do with it? You have to eat it. What does it mean to eat? What's the halachic definition of eating? Obviously you chew, you swallow. And the definition, part of the definition of eating halacha is eat kezayis. Kezayis b'chadei achilas pras. Kezayis bechdei achilas pras. So what's a kezayis? So pashup shad kezayis. The word kezayis means it's the size of an olive. The size of an olive. The Rishon Rei starts saying, well, before I get to Rishon, a kezayis is the size of an olive. How many people here have ever eaten olives? Raise your hand if you've ever eaten an olive. So the question is, you've all eaten olives, and the olives you ate are large olives, or extra large olives. The olives that are smaller are usually not used, they're turned into oil, they're not sold as table olives. And olives are like yay big. The amount of matzah that fits into the volume of an olive is not very much at all. But all of a sudden you come to the Seder and there's people are eating significant amounts of matzah. So where does that come from? There are two or three issues that drive the amount of matzah that you eat versus the amount of matzah you should eat. Sometimes people undereat, sometimes people overeat. Kamar is a meshubach, but it's important to know how much you actually have to eat. So issue number one is the machlokas we showed you whether you have to have one kezayis of matzah or two kezayis of matzah. Two kezayis of matzah. But the definition of achila is kezayis. So the mitzvah of the of tochu matzahs, al achilas matzah, achila is a kezayis. Why do I have to have two kezayis? So that's what Rav and other achronim pointed out. It may relate this is some mysterious machlokas about whether you have to have two kezayisim or not. They relate to another issue, which is how many matzahs do you have on the table? So most of us assume, well, of course, everybody knows that. Kohen Levi Yisrael, you have three matzahs on the table. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Ma'in Shmita Yitzhar Sina. Why does Kohen Levi Yisrael do anything else? We believe in Kohen Levi Yisrael, we give them all aliyahs. But why does that have anything to do with the number of matzahs? So it is a remez to the different halakim of Kohen Yisrael. There are other remezim as well in the three matzahs. But there's a core that's above and beyond the core halachic reason. The first thing you should know is not everyone even agrees. The same achlokes we showed them also whether you have three matzahs or two matzahs. So what's the issue? That's the Rav and others explain. The question of one kazayis versus two kazayisim and the question of two matzahs versus three matzahs, they are one and the same issue. Two different expressions, the same underlying question. The question is the following. Why would you have three matzahs? The simplest explanation of having three matzahs is because you know every Shabbos, every Yontif, you want to have lechem mishneh. You want to make hamotzi, begin the sudo over two whole loaves of matzah. But on the other hand, we just said, my darkon shalmei b'prusa, lechem oni requires that the matzah has to be broken in advance before you make the brachas. I can have lechem mishneh with a broken matzah. So the answer is, you have three matzahs. You break one, you still have the other two for lechem mishneh. It's a good point. What would the other Rishonim say? The other Rishonim would apparently say, no, that's incorrect. Normally, Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif requires lechem mishneh. Normally, Suda Shabbos, Yontif requires two loaves, dafka shleimos. But Leil HaSeder, the darkish only b'prusa. Leil HaSeder, the mitzvah is not to have shleimos. The mitzvah is dafka to have broken matzahs. So Leil HaSeder, you have two matzahs, one of them is broken. And that's proper lechem mishneh for Leil HaSeder. Good point. So why would you say you have three? So the issue seems to be whether Su'udas Yomtif and Mitzvahs Matzah are two separate mitzvahs or not. Now, are there two, and that's why there's something we show them to talk about Motzi Matzah as two separate simanim in the Seder. Motzi for the bracha of HaMotzi, Matzah for the bracha of Achilas Matzah, but not just for the two brachas, but for the two kazaisim. One kazais to Mekayim Su'udas Yomtif, and one kazais to Mekayim Be'erev Tohu Matzah, Achilas Matzah. And either way, you're eating matzah. You begin to Mekayim Su'udas Shabbos Yom Tov always by eating lechem. Lechem Leil HaSeder obviously is going to be non-chametz lechem. It's going to be matzah. But again, the question is Leil HaSeder, there's a mitzvah of eating matzah. So is that the way the Torah prescribes fulfilling the general mitzvah of Sudas Yantif? Or no, two separate things. There's Sudas Yantif and there's matzah. Are the two integrated into a single mitzvah? The Erev Tochu Matzah is the way you're Mekayim Sudas Yantif, Leil HaSeder, or no? There's a general din of Suda Shantif, every Yantif, every Shabbos, Suda Shabbos, and tonight as well. And then, independently, separate mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, should I try to have a kazayis of each? And why that, where does that come from? Well, in part that comes from the question of Lechem Mishneh. If you see the two mitzvahs, Achilas Matzah and Suda Shantif being integrated into a single mitzvah, so that means the Lechem Mishneh, which is always a requirement for Suda Yontif, Leil HaSeder, Lechem Mishneh is not going to be broken, because Darkon Shalayim B'Prusa. The mitzvah of Lechemoni, of eating matzah, is Dafka has to be Prusa. So you have two matzahs, and you break one of them. Shoyim. But if you say the two, that's if they're one in the same mitzvah. If you say, no, they're two independent mitzvahs, there's a general mitzvah of every Yontif, including the first night of Pesach, of Suda Yontif, and then unrelatedly, the mitzvah of the Erev Tochu Matzahs. So then, I need lechem mishneh, whole lechem mishneh for Sudas Yantif, and I need a broken matzah for the mitzvah of the Erev Tochu Matzahs. So we assume that you have three matzahs. That's because we're assuming that there are two independent mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif, which, like any other Yantif day or night, requires two shleimos, and then there's the mitzvah of the Erev Tochu Matzah is lechem oni, which requires a broken matzah. That's why we break the middle matzah. And you ideally want to have a kazayis of one of the shleimos, and that's for Sudas Yantif. Usually you give out from the top for Sudas Yantif, kazayis from the top, and then kazayis from the middle broken one, that's for from the prusa, the lechem oni, that's for Dr. Shalim Prusa, that's for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's why we have three matzahs, and that's why we have two kazayis. Okay, but still the question is, two olives still are not so large. So there is an Odi Yehuda, the sheet of Odi Yehuda that doubled the volume. How did he do that? Because if you go weiter in Arvei Pesachim, we were spending time before Daf Kuf Ches, you move on, and that's in the Sugya of Seva. We move on to Daf Kuf Ches, the Sugya of Arba Kosos, the Gemara gets busy trying to figure out Shi'urim. How big is a Raviyah? That's for Tosas. Tosas, the last Tosas of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, introduces you to integration. Introduces you to second semester calculus. That is, they're doing a sum of an infinite series of infinitesimal width strips. That's how they derived it. That's the picture. You look at the picture on the bottom of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. They derive the area of a circle using integration. It's all there. You cut, you unroll, and that's how you get pi r squared. That's exactly what Tosa shows you in pictures. And that's what they talk about in words, in that Tosa de Masul Revius. Why are they busy trying to figure out the area of a circle? Because they're trying to work out the volume of a cylinder. Why are they trying to work out the volume of a cylinder? Because they're trying to figure out the volume of a Revius. So the Gemara gives you a way of figuring how much is a Revius based on thumbs. So many etzbaos, by so many etzbaos, by so many etzbaos, and you multiply all together, and that's the volume of Revius. So that's one shear that you have in Maseches Psachim. The Revius based on thumbs. The problem is, if you look in Erevin, there's another way of defining Revius, and that's based, I forget whether it's on Kazayis or Kibetza. And they're off by I believe Kibetza. It's off by a factor of two. The Noid Yehuda is off by a factor of two. The Noid Yehuda, in the late 1700s, early 1800s, Noid Yehuda sat down and experimented. He measured with the thumbs, and he measured with the egg, and the Psachim style measurement, using your thumbs, came out to be double the measurement of a Revius based on eggs. Oh, a Gevaldik. So the Noid Yehuda, as we discovered the first day of Shir, had a great day, a very wry sense of humor. And his Talmud, some of his Talmudim did as well. One of his Talmudim has such a good sense of humor, he named the Sefer, Tshuva Sefer, Tshuva Me'ava. Very, very subtle. Very, very tongue-in-cheek. So Blazer Fleckles was the author of the Tshuva Me'ava, the Talmud of Yehuda. So Yehuda did this experiment. He measured, he calculated the volume of Revius. Revius is the minimum shear of the coast. Volume of Revius based on eggs, based on the Gemara in Irvin. Calculate the volume of Revius based on thumb widths, based on the Gemara of Psachim. And the thumb widths came out to double the egg. And the Yehuda said, aha, it must be that eggs have shrunken. So whatever you think is a kibetza, nowadays that's really half of a kibetza. And that's why if you do it with thumbs, you get twice as much as you do with eggs. That's called niskat. That idea is called niskatnu hashiurim. It must be the sum of the eggs aren't as big as they used to be. The olives aren't as big as they used to be. So a kazayas is really double what a modern kazayas is, and a kibetz is double what a modern egg is. That was an Rabbi Yehuda's idea, and that was his explanation of the disparity that he found when he did the experiment. So Blazer Fleckles, his Talmud, said to him, Rabbi Yehuda measured with his own thumbs, and as we discovered in the story for the first day. The merchant and the wagon driver. And he was a big man, physically. He was big, broad shoulders, tall, big hands. So the Blazer Fleckles says, to, in addition to being a Gadol B'Torah, so the Blazer Fleckles said to him, Abba the Rebbe's Dachan Adam Gadol. I mean, the Rebbe's Adam Gadol, we also meant the Rebbe is physically big. I mean, your thumbs are bigger than average thumbs. So if your thumbs are larger by a factor of cube root of 2, not that much, like 1.2, 1.3, you multiply, end up doubling what it normally would be. He said, maybe it's not that the eggs are smaller, it's your thumbs are big. If you use average size thumbs, it would all work out. Maybe Blazer Fleckles was suggesting in that one-liner, we should not assume Niskat no Ashur. So as Rabbi Schechter likes to say, the Yehuda chuckled in response to Blazer Fleckles' Ha'ara. And there's a whole halachic literature about the chuckle of Noid Yehuda. Meaning, was it you cute, good line, but no, I think you're wrong, I think I'm right, Niskat no Ashurim. Or the chuckle was, in a Hanami, good point, cute, and you're right, it was my thumbs are too big, and that's why it seemed like eggs have shrunk, but really they have not. And that's an ongoing suffix from days Noid Yehuda and on, should we assume Niskat no Ashurim or not? In other words, is it Kazayas an Alam, or is it Kazayas two ups. So that explains how you might end up eating up to four olives worth of matzah leil haseder, just for motzi matzah, before you even get the card. But the truth is, 4 olives of matzah still isn't that much. So there are also, more recently, added chumras which are pashtus not required. Now, Shach likes to quote from Abliyaz and Tziv. He said, you're trying to figure out how much matzah to eat. He said, your palm, that's a kazayis. A palm of matzah is a kazayis. You want to have 2 kazayisms? You have the palm of the fingers. That is not so much. It's not overwhelming. That's not what you're going to find on the charts that you hand out. They're like tremendous. Those charts that go around. The pashas is you're not mechuyev. Pashas is the 2 kazayisim is the chumra. Okay, machlus rishonim. It's still not required in the Torah. But we're machmer, ideally to try out the 2 kazayisim. The Rebbe Yehuda's Niskani Shurim is a suffix, whether that's the case or not. And then there are further chumras rishonim that make her idea to get even more than the size of 4 olives. So the pashas says, again, you have mechuyev to eat this much matzah, a palm or a palm and fingers. The Shechter does the Seder, he hands around the modest sized pieces of matzah to have on table, and he calmly sits and eats matzah for a few minutes. He just eats and eats, chews on matzah for a few minutes. Over the course of a Kadeshah's process, you've had more than enough matzah without any anxiety. Some people get very anxious about the eating matzah, make sure you make it properly. So I'll leave you for now with this. Shechter is very fond of a description that one of the Talmidim of Elazim wrote about the 2 Siddurim that he enjoyed one night after another in Elazim. Guy stayed in Shiva, not just because of COVID flight restrictions. Guy stayed in Shiva for Yontif. And they went for Seder to the Rosh Yeshiva. There's a Talmud who wrote down his memories of him. At that point, there were 2 Rosh Yeshiva. The Netziv and the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi was the father. They were related by blood. Netziv, they were both descended from the Chaim Volozhin, or had married into the family. At that time, they were Koresh Yeshiva. They had very, very different styles. Beis HaLevi was very, very earnest and anxious about Kiyum Mitzvahs. Netziv was a very firm man, who was apparently more jolly. So the Talmud writes that the night he spent at the Beis HaLevi, he felt like everything was very, very grim. Like the Beis HaLevi was always worried he didn't eat enough matzah, he didn't eat enough mar, and everything was no good. Always worried, the whole time was worried he wasn't Mekayim. And he says, and then the next time with the Netziv, so the Netziv was like a jolly grandfather. And everything was light and everything was wonderful. So they ate plenty of matzah, they drank plenty of wine, they were Mekayim of the Netzis. With everything was done in La Mahadrin. Mahadrin in Matzah and Mar and Arbakosas, together with Mahadrin in Simchas Yontif as well. Is Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem, and that's certainly what you should be seeking, is to have that blend. So calmly sit and eat matzah. Calmly sit and eat matzah for a couple minutes. Be'ezeva, Ramati Mesav. If you learn nothing else from the Sikh work in the last few days, you should be Mesav for matzah. You calmly sit and eat matzah at a gradual pace for a couple of minutes. You're more than Mekayim Matzah. And you have Mar again. Mar has to be, you have a piece of lettuce. It's not that hard to eat an olive or 2 of lettuce. And then you have Korach, you Mekayim all the mitzvahs, Behidurim, Mahadir, both in terms of the technical aspects, performative aspects of Matzah and Mar. Together with the Simchas Yontif, to close where we began, we opened with this Lamda Shashayla, whether or not the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Be'er Tochel Matzah, is integrated with the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif, or it's independent, the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. You had 2 kazayis and 1 kazayis, 3 matzahs, 2 matzahs, but certainly, in the larger sense, you definitely want, if not in Lamdas, you definitely want to integrate Simchas Yontif into the Leil HaSeder, into the secret Yis Mitzrayim, into the matzah, into the mar. And it doesn't have to be at the expense of matzah and mar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected us to mekayim mei mitzvah, think the same name of Volagon. 64 mitzvahs you can mekayim mei laseder, and one of them is Simchas Yontif. And actually you should be mehader all around. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy your lunch.